2010 thought I was doing something. And now I'm rapping with a crew or something. I guess the track don't really stick unless he's gluing something. And I never fit the shoe until I do or something. Yo, bracing myself like teeth, boy, it's the same old route on some new concrete. But homie, these tunes make you get a new ID. I'm trying to do my thing, but the commute ain't cheap. I'm on a 2-day week for all this rap these days. And we can still pitch the track to all the whack DJs. We're singing happy days, wearing tacky J's. And I'm just pumped that I made it out my nappy phase. Let's go.
Hey y'all, the OGs and new listeners alike. I am Randy.
And I'm Brianna.
And this is and this is my indie episode. And before I get into my spiel, a quick shout out to our patrons over on Patreon. We have weekly meetings every Wednesday, among other things. And they're the highlight of a lot of our weeks. And I'm just grateful for how y'all have made space for us and rock with us for like years in some cases. Thank you. And thank you as well to everyone else who consistently listens to our show. That is a bomb way to show support as well. And we see you. Okay, so for those who don't know or who need a reminder, indie episodes are individual episodes Mikey and I record. It's a way for us to honor who we are as individuals and not just who we are as spouses. And today, as you probably have gathered, I am going to interview my sister, Bree, a.k.a. BB, a.k.a. Bad Mother... Shut your mouth.
All of the above.
If y'all remember way, 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 way back in the day of the early indie episodes, I did an indie episode titled Girlfriends and Things. It was episode 64. And in that episode, I talked about my tumultuous, violent, harmful relationship with female friends and how that changed in college and how it was ultimately a wish of mine to reconcile with my sister and how perhaps all my mess with the female friends of my youth was a way for me to work out the fact that I wanted a healthy relationship with my sister. Well, my wish came true.
Yes, it did.
I need you to get a little closer to mic.
Is this close enough?
Yes.
Okay. I'll be trying to be comfortable.
All right, y'all. I hope you enjoy. So what had happened was my sister is in the mic.
Yes, I'm here.
The interview questions haven't started yet.
I know. I just want to make sure they're there. You know
okay,
me.
Okay.
Let me be prepared.
My sister is my best friend.
Yes.
And this episode is a long time coming and so much has happened to get us here. But before I get into all of that, again, Bree, can you say hey?
Hello, hello, hello.
And please tell us your pronouns, what you're reading right now, if anything, and what's your favorite thing about yourself right now?
My pronouns are she, her. What am I reading right now? I just got that book from Target. Can't remember the name. But I've been doing more Audible books as well.
Okay, that counts.
Yeah. But honestly, these past few weeks, because I go through like my motion. Mm-hmm. So right now my motion is podcast. Mm-hmm. So I've been playing catch up on y'all's podcast.
Yes, I know.
And I've been listening to music. Mm-hmm. So those have been like my, where I've been putting my energy towards. And okay. Of course, watching movies because, you know.
Yes.
That is my
She got me over here place. Watching Black Cake, which she insisted we watch.
Amazing.
Before at least one episode before we did this interview.
But do you see why?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yeah. So what's your favorite thing about yourself right now?
My favorite thing about myself is I'm advocating for myself a lot more now.
Girl, you better.
I'm making sure I'm doing good mm-hmm. because, you know, I'm 30. No kids yet. Mm-hmm. And I'm ready to start having kids. I'm ready to be married. We'll let Josh figure that out.
Josh, I know you're going to listen to this because your girl is all here.
But yeah, I'm ready to like be healthier all around. And it's also like included mentally mm-hmm. because a lot has been going on
yep.
since we were little.
Yep.
And I'm trying to be a better person for myself and for my future kids and my future husband, which requires me to speak up. And yep. we all know that's not my go-to.
I know.
I'll shut the fuck up real fast.
You used to speak up.
I used to, but that wasn't encouraged. Mm-hmm. I didn't have the space to do that all the time. So it kind of took yes. a lot from me, a lot of pieces of me. So now I'm trying to get those pieces back.
We love to see it.
Yes.
You're doing great.
Thank you.
Bree gonna start crying. I'm gonna start crying. It's gonna be a whole thing.
Girl, I was thinking about these questions last night and I was about to start crying with my answer. I was like, oh shit, we crying today. But it's cool. It's cool. We need some release.
Mimosa. I'm released. Okay.
Honestly, next one we record, we have to have mimosas.
We need something. Okay.
Or like spiked coffee.
Ooh.
Get some Bailey's and then that Cardi B's whipped.
You and this Cardi B whipped.
Because I want to try it so bad.
Okay, we're going to have to. Okay, so thank you, Bree. You are a natural girl.
Thank you.
Okay, so before we get into the interview questions, mm-hmm. as always, there is an icebreaker question.
Yes.
And so my question to you is, when was the last time you were so happy / grateful that you felt like you would burst? Tell us about it.
Savannah. Last year, when me and Josh started dating, he was in Savannah for work,
mm-hmm.
and I was going to visit him.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time I went down there, because I've been to Savannah before, but it was after that hurricane, the flood.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't like I got to experience it. And I only went there for like a bar hop. So mm-hmm. I wasn't like there to explore. But this time I was like there to see him, and it was like great.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I was at home. It was, people were nice. You can walk out the restaurants with your drink in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
You can go. So like you can, everything's in walking distance, and it was beautiful. Like that being in Savannah made me remind me of myself and like the things I love. So like I want to get me a camera so I can start like taking pictures. And
you're really good.
Yeah. But I got to practice and hone into it. So yeah, Savannah just like, it opened me up. I feel like that was like the starting of like truly discovering who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me realize that like, I don't have to live near family.
Yeah.
Like I can just go anywhere I want. They can, mm-hmm. y'all come visit me.
This is true.
And get a new something under your belt, mm-hmm. like new experience. So yeah, Savannah just made me happy.
Okay.
It made me happy.
I'll also answer this question. The last time, or it was recent because it almost happens once a week at least, but there is a moment.
Good.
Yeah, there is a moment in our week where Mikey's in bed, I'm laying down in bed, and Drew is in bed with us. And either one of us, like Mikey could be on his phone, I could be reading a book, Drew could be on her tablet, and we just
in your space.
Yes. And it's just like, oh, like this is what they mean when they say you don't need, you know, anything else. It's all mm-hmm. you need is love. It's like everybody's just, we're just all together.
Yeah.
And we're just all doing our own thing. We're all letting each other do our own things. And it just feels like the family I wanted
mm-hmm.
when we grew up, that I didn't have the capacity to even dream or daydream about. And so I just feel really blessed and grateful when these moments happen. And they happen organically. It's not like, it's like, okay, let's all get in bed. It's like,
yeah,
it's just I'm reading, Mikey climbs in bed, Drew looks up, realizes we're both in bed, believes this is also her bed, mm-hmm. and climbs in bed, and we just all just kind of, we're just here, and Groot whimpers around the bed because he wants to get up, but it's not happening.
Right.
But yeah, that's my moment.
I love that.
Thank you.
I love that.
All right. Back in the day, a few years ago,
mm-hmm.
shortly after Noble passed, I remember you taking my hand one day while we were talking. You were like, I just wanted to say, I'm so sorry for how I've treated you.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned into us going back and forth with apologies and confessions. So my question is, when did you know you wanted to truly reconcile, and what had to change, heal, grow within you to make this decision?
Okay. So when I got this question, I thought about the first time we decided to reconcile, like fully.
Mm-hmm.
And sit down and talk. And so during that time,
wait,
like before your wedding, when we got to that big argument going, when we had to take the bus to and from Atlanta for work.
Oh, that big argument at yeah. Daddy's house?
No.
And that was in college. That, yes.
After that.
Okay. There like, were so many.
Home, it was so many. But this one was like the one I was like, I'm so fucking tired of being angry.
Mm-hmm.
And like,
yes.
I just need, because it's led up into us doing the interview for the blog.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
yes.
During that time, I was just tired. Like, I don't understand people who walk around angry all the time
mm-hmm.
on purpose
mm-hmm.
because it's so tiring.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it takes a lot of energy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was just tired. I was tired of fighting. I didn't know why we were fighting.
Mm-hmm. I know why.
Well, eventually we found out why. But during that time,
yeah,
I didn't know why we were fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like, it was just too much. And so I was like, we gotta figure this out. And yeah. So during that time when I apologized to you about Noble, which I don't remember.
We were in the living room over here and mm-hmm. I don't know what we were talking about.
I think you had just.
It wasn't Noble that you were apologizing for. Because you had been around, like we had been.
I was there from like
yeah.
day two-ish.
Yeah.
Day one I was there, but I was like, I couldn't get in the hospital.
When I gave birth to Noble, Bree was in the parking lot and they wouldn't let her in.
Yeah. And now, I was inside. Oh. And they would not let me upstairs.
Girl.
But before that, I was across the street at my friend's house.
Yeah.
Helping her, my work wife, helping her pack up her house. So, but maybe, was that the time you told me about what mama had said to you or did?
Yeah, it was like all of it.
Yeah.
And you were like, give me your hand.
I think because with you, what I see a lot is, and I do it as well, but I see it with you easily because it affects your day to day. So when something happens to you, it alters your mind and it makes you believe like what they're saying is true. And I'm the exact same way, but I've gotten so used to hiding my feelings to where nobody knows what's going on with me. And I know that's dangerous. Yes. So that's why I'm getting better at talking up. But like during that time, I guess I was just tired of seeing you hurt. And I knew I had added some hurt to that in the past. Because when we fought, we fought.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there was no boundaries. There were no, like, oh,
no,
let me
no
not.
Clean fighting.
Nothing.
It was like I'm here to kill and maim.
Yeah.
And destroy.
Or hurt you. Like, I want you to feel how I feel. So, I didn't want that no more.
Yeah.
And so, during that time, I knew that, like, I had to see you for who you were. And a lot of our lives, like, I had this mentioned in my notes, but, like, a lot of our childhood, you spent trying to get mama's approval to where...
It caused me to abandon myself and you.
Right. And so you acted a lot like her.
Yeah.
And it was not a safe space.
Yeah.
To be around you or even like say anything.
Yeah.
Because you do the same thing she would do.
I'm sorry.
So I told you about a boyfriend, you throw it in my face, like all those things. And
No, I get it. I don't feel like you are using this time to tell me I ain't shit and I ain't never gonna be shit.
Right. Because that's not it.
But if you were to tell me that, you would be right about that, Randy.
I was like, in the past. I mean, but I don't want shit either. I was like destroying your journals and.
Girl.
Like,
do you remember that time?
What you about to say?
We were fighting, of course, in the house in Lithonia, and you had ripped my journal up and you left it on my bed and I looked at you.
What did
and
I
he
do?
Was like, I'm sorry. I don't know how I looked at you, but you ain't never apologized to me.
You probably look, because I destroyed. I would go to like the good pages. I ain't read shit, but I was like, oh, she got a whole bunch of writing. Fuck these journals.
Yeah.
I didn't care. You had a little bin. I'll go in the bin.
I had a bin.
Yes, girl. You had like, it was blue.
I still
with the moon.
Yeah.
Yes.
On my little moon.
Yes.
You ain't shit.
I used to go. I wasn't shit. But you used to like.
No, I know. I used to really provoke.
Like, not
I,
but.
And.
Like, it was like a tit for tat.
It was. And we knew each other. We're 10 months apart. At one point in the year, all three of us, me, you, and man, are the same age.
Yeah.
We know each other.
Yeah.
But yeah, I remember you was like, I'm sorry. I don't even know. I don't know how I looked at you. I didn't even speak.
Probably like, I'm going to kill you. Because you know, like our faces tell on us a lot more than we anticipate.
And that's why we got hit a lot. But anyway, please continue. You were tired of,
I was just tired of being angry. I was tired of us being like combative. And I remember... the first time how like I wasn't like I think about like the last argument we had, I wasn't gonna come to your wedding. Like I was done.
Oh yeah.
I was like, fuck all y'all.
Not remember
I
that
remember
one.
That.
Cause I mean, there were so many, but the argument before the wedding.
This argument I remember because I was so angry.
What did we argue about?
What do we ever argue about?
Deep down in our soul. Okay, no, that's coming. Yeah. Go ahead.
But anyway, so for me to get there, I had to realize I had to accept you for who you were. I had to forgive you for the things that you've done. And I'm not going to say I've forgiven everything 100% because it's still like stuff I have to heal. And it's a part of my mental health as well. Like a lot of what we did back and forth affected me mentally. So I'm still healing from that, but I had to like... you know, start working towards that healing, which meant forgiveness, which meant letting some stuff go or talking it out, hashing it out. And so that's why I was glad that we sat down and we realized that like all this shit that we angry about had nothing to do with
us. It's not ours.
It's not ours to carry. But we've been carrying it because we were forced to.
And we want
to
be loved.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was like, it just took me checking in with myself and being like, I am tired. Like literally I'm tired. I can't keep doing this. What can we do?
Yeah.
And then on the couch when I grabbed your hand, I just wanted you to like see yourself differently, mm-hmm. because when you lost the first baby, y'all spent a lot of time beating yourselves up, mm-hmm. and that shit was hard to watch. Mm-hmm. And then watching you with losing Noble, fucking hard to watch.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying, because I'm gonna start crying. But I just want you to see yourself differently, and see yourself as a valuable person, other than what you were seeing yourself. So yeah, I feel like I'm gonna go in circles. So we're gonna stop there.
Thank you. Crying started with you. Okay, let's make a vow in uh-huh. this moment to just be who we are, uh-huh. and to do what comes up without shaming ourselves, playfully or not.
Yes,
because our brains can't always tell the difference.
Just, when I cry, I can't get out what I gotta say. And then it could turn to a sob. So we have to like pause.
That's what the host is for. Uh-huh. I'm supposed to redirect.
Okay.
And if worse comes to worse, I'll just call Mikey.
Can you read this question? He's like, all right,
we have an intermission.
We got an intermission. It's Mikey here.
I can't wait to hear how you talk about him, his voice. Because he always tell me my voice, the voice I use ain't right. Okay, so.
I love Mikey.
Thank you, Bree. That was for the interview question. All right. So
yeah.
For context for this next question, we have been through a lot, as it's been stated and will be restated. Mm-hmm. But last year, and I think Keon will be fine with me saying this. Last year, me, you, and Keon were all together at one point, mm-hmm. and this is 2022. We were over here and he confessed that he used to think we were like mama's pawns.
Yeah, like her minions.
Yeah. Like, so how you thought about me was like, I was so busy trying to get her approval that mm-hmm. I would abandon me and you. He felt the same way about both of us.
Yeah.
Which was like, shit.
I mean, but it was true.
But it was absolutely true. And he was expecting like this violent response. And we was like, yeah. Nah, go off.
Cause like, yeah, you right.
So no, like, you're absolutely right. And we're so sorry. And he like cries because mm-hmm. he was expecting something different.
Yeah.
And I think that moment is we all realized we got each other. Despite yeah. the triangulation, despite mm-hmm. the trying to break us all up and to have us at odds with each other, we were all in agreement. I don't think we knew what that agreement was yet. Mm-hmm. We were all in agreement that we were completely okay with it being us.
Yeah. And I think that took a while for Keon and I to get there because mm-hmm. we were both still living with mama. Mm-hmm. And she was like very adamant on helping us because she was about to sell her house. Mm-hmm. She's very adamant. And I'm putting emphasis on adamant mm-hmm. because I was against it in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And I should have stayed with that. Mm-hmm. But neither here or there. Anyways, she was adamant on helping us financially mm-hmm. get a place to live. And so me and Keon were like, we ain't about to rock this boat.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have
the funds to up and move right. quickly. Yeah.
That, and also, like, this wasn't our fight. Mm-hmm. This was between you and mama. Mm-hmm. This was.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
We
were just going to let y'all figure it out. Mm-hmm. It didn't become us against mama until she added us into it.
Yeah.
It was like, y'all had y'all talk.
I don't know if I agree with that.
What do you mean?
I think in her mind.
Well, But
I also think it had always been us. I don't even think it's against. I think it's been us versus.
But that's not
that's not how we were. Yeah. That's not how we perceived it.
I'm going off of what my perception was.
Oh, okay.
Not from what she perceives, because that has nothing to do with me. Mm-hmm. Like, her perception on what she thinks. This is why I'm saying this, because I'm making it clear. Mm-hmm. Keanu and I were chilling. Mm-hmm. We was like, this is who she is. Mm-hmm. Y'all gonna figure it out, because mm-hmm. this is what always happens. One of us always has an issue. We figure it out, go back to how it was, mm-hmm. another issue, figure it out. Like, that's just a pattern.
Yeah.
But it changed this time because of that argument. Mm-hmm. And it went from
what, the one before Noble was born?
No, the one, because the argument that y'all had, well, what happened the day that y'all found out Noble wasn't going to make it? Mm-hmm. That shit was fucked up.
Yeah.
And I was already pissed, but I was like, I can't like be attacking her because of what she did. Mm-hmm. Like, it was just like, it, like,
also, because you were living there. Right. So. Mm-hmm.
But also, like, that was y'all's thing. So I wanted, because we were going through our own shit anyways. Like, we were arguing. Like, it wasn't.
Not me and you and her.
Yeah, me and her. Mm-hmm. It wasn't good, but mm-hmm. it wasn't like I wasn't trying to rock the boat any even more mm-hmm. because she's decided to help us. Mm-hmm. And this is not my fight right now. But then it became my fight when she decided to like have a conversation with all of us, but then like changed her mind when she got to me and was like, yeah, I don't want to talk to y'all no more because I'm a bad mother and I get it. And I was just like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Because she's supposed to come over. She's supposed to come see the girls. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be a whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Nah. And then she sent the email and I was like, okay, bet. And then it became like, I guess it's all of our fight then.
Yeah.
We in it.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that.
Yeah. And that is to my point is like before all of that blew up, because I think even before me and Ma had that one-on-one talk,
mm-hmm.
That was when you and Kiana visited. I think y'all were just visiting. Like yeah. y'all were just trying to get out the house. I was like, y'all need to get out the house.
Yeah.
Because it's not safe. I was about to say, I wasn't even about to say safe, but apparently that's the word needed. It wasn't safe or conducive for you to just be in the house. This is what we'll be telling you. Like, you can't just stay there because you are being drained. And Keon would come too. And so once he realized that, like, we were holding ourselves responsible, mm-hmm. that we weren't telling him he was lying and making up stuff, we weren't gaslighting him, we were like, no, you was right.
Like, yeah.
We was all trying to figure out a way to survive, and we sometimes abandoned you.
Yeah.
And that, like, came, that really, I think, helped all of our relationship. And so my question is, with all that context, is what, if anything, has going no contact with Ma revealed to you about sisterhood and about siblinghood? Because, you know, you also have two other siblings.
Mm-hmm.
And what has it also revealed to you about yourself?
So the first thing I realized that it didn't have to be toxic.
Mm.
Like, you and I could have a problem with each other, but we can sit down and talk about it. Mm-hmm. Or we can be like, we can say, hey, you looking kind of agitated.
Like we do now.
Yeah. Before, we wouldn't do that. Mm-hmm. Like, if you said something I like,
you would perceive that it was because, and I would do the same.
And then it'll turn into like this big ass fight. And then like.
And to that point, as you know, as I've been like doing therapy and reading and all this stuff, because, you know, I get real obsessed with learning about why things are happening.
Mm-hmm.
Realizing that, like, in dysfunctional households, and when you're raised by a narcissist, and when you're raised not even just by a narcissist, and when you are living with an addict, an alcoholic, to keep the image of like perfection and like disillusionment, the siblings can't get along.
Mm-hmm.
And we treated each other
like enemies
because that's how we were treated.
Mm-hmm.
We treated each other how we were treated.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why Keon didn't get the treatment we got, because he was the golden child, which he adamantly rebukes, you know.
I mean, because if you look at how Keon is now, how he was treated, like when I was living there, he's the golden child, but like, where's the encouragement?
That's what I'm saying. The golden child isn't necessarily mean they're happier. They're just more preferred, or they're just treated better, a little better.
But he wasn't.
Yeah.
That's my thing. Like, it was like, this man is in his 20s, but it's appearing like he's 16.
Yeah.
Because that's how he's being treated.
Younger, 12.
Right. In my head, I saw 16.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's how he was treated.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't encouraged to do anything, really. And then when he didn't do anything, he was talked about or judged.
Mm-hmm.
So like, or like, a lot of things were put, the blame was put on him.
Mm-hmm.
And living there and seeing it full circle, I was like, oh shit, like, he went through a lot.
He did, like, by himself.
I would not consider him the golden child. I would consider him just like the tester,
the victim.
Like,
the guinea pig.
Like, she, like, it was like, you know, because you and I, we followed what she wanted, but then to a certain extent.
And we also had each other. I think that deep in our spirits, our souls and our highest selves remember each other.
Yeah.
And it remembers that this shit is not real.
Yeah.
And also that we love each other.
Yeah.
Which I think is why we always came back to each other. Like, we used to be like, oh, I hate you, you make me so angry, but like, nobody could talk to you crazy.
Mm-mm.
And vice versa.
I'll fuck somebody up.
And I'm learning that we could not have thrived in that environment as sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we did, what happened would have happened sooner. Like, I remember we would get beat for fighting.
Mm-hmm.
But we would never get, the only person who really cared about reminding us that all we had with each other was daddy.
Yeah.
But we never could take him seriously because we never knew if he was high or drunk.
Yeah. So, and then he'd be like, so who wanted to fight?
Yeah. Like why he would also asking? Pit us against each other. So like, he also still had his stuff.
Yeah.
But all I'm saying is, I realized, I guess for me, going no contact revealed to me that like, the dysfunction was on purpose. Yeah. And we were meant to butt heads. Yeah. Because if we butt in heads, we're not talking about what's happening and like how this
None of this makes sense. Right.
And something's off. Mm-hmm. And when we would have those moments, we'd be met with violence. Mm-hmm. We'd be like, wait, this is not right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel safe. I think, and it's revealed to me that, like, also it's my responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all the stuff that happened is not our fault, but it's my responsibility. And I did real harm
mm-hmm.
to you and myself, which we talk about all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, I did real harm. And then we find out to Keon. I did real harm despite not being necessarily conscious or in control of it.
Yeah.
And so, like, now it's my responsibility.
Being aware that, like, it was actually
harmful. Yeah.
Like, we were just like, we just doing what she told us to do.
We just mirroring what we see.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's how, so for that context, what does it reveal to you about sisterhood, which you said mm-hmm. you realized it didn't have to be that way? And what does it reveal to you about yourself? And if you have anything else?
Yeah, about myself, it revealed that, like, not everything everybody tells me is true.
Girl.
Or facts mm-hmm. or right, and that I can be right.
Yeah.
And that what I say can be true.
Yep.
And how I feel can be true. Mm-hmm. And like being in therapy right now is helping me see myself clearly.
Yeah.
And also letting me be myself, allowing me to be myself, allowing me to be upset. And a lot of things, the way I move when I'm upset, don't look right.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't conform to what society wants me to do.
Mm-hmm.
I am a hothead mm-hmm. at times. My go-to is to, like, remove myself, because at some point fighting or, like, people pleasing mm-hmm. gets fucking tired.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, now I'm just learning that, like, I am who I am
mm-hmm.
and that is okay.
Yeah.
And everything somebody tells me, I don't have to
take it as
like, okay, let me move this way. Let me do this way, because there are times I'm like, this shit don't seem right.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to stick with that. Mm-hmm. So
trust your intuition.
Yeah, it's taught me to trust myself more, mm-hmm. listen to myself more, love myself more. Yeah. So yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So third question.
Mm-hmm.
What does Little Bree need or want from Little Ren?
You to keep seeing you for who you are.
I knew that was going to be your
because
first
thing. Because I tell you this all the time. Because you carry a lot because you want to be a better person.
Yes.
And doing that causes you to beat yourself up and not really see the work that you're doing. And, like, you know, we talked about my therapist gave me, like, the
what you're in control of, what you're out of control.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so you and I both spend a lot of time in the what we can't control.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've had a lot of people talk down to us or, like, judge us.
And have to be on guard.
You have, like, to be on guard. Like, there's never been a time where I've gone around the family and my weight has not been brought up.
Yeah.
Or the way my hair looks at that time has not been brought up.
Mm-hmm.
Or who I'm dating or anything. There's mm-hmm. never been a safe space to where
you could just be still.
I could just be.
Mm-hmm.
And so that goes for you as well. So when you are being, but it's not the being that other people want you to be, it's not, you're not showing up how that they want you to show up.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a lot out of you.
Mm-hmm.
And so now that you are on this journey of, like, rediscovering you and healing, keep being who you are, because there's nothing wrong with you. Like, you are, I've always admired how, like, bold you are. You will set somebody straight. It's just crazy because, like, somebody will say something and, you know, me, I was just like, they talking sideways in my head. But you'd be like, so what's going on? Like, why is this happening? Like, what's happening? And people just be taken aback by
because
it.
Because I'm curious.
Right. I'm curious too, yeah. But you say it out loud. I keep it to me. Like, I'm the observer. So I'll just look and see, like, okay. And then I'll come up with my answers based off what I see. But you, like, I want answers now. I'm not about to sit here and watch you keep doing this. What is happening? So I've always admired that about you. And there's nothing wrong with that. You speaking your truth, you telling your truth. I've always admired that you have memories. I don't have fucking memories.
Trauma.
I can't remember a lot of my childhood.
It's going to start coming back.
I don't know if I wanted to.
Yeah.
Like, I told my therapist.
It's going to start coming back slowly. Yeah.
Yeah, I told my therapist. I was like, I already know I'm going to be met with like a whole bunch of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Can the good memories come back? Like, I don't want the bad memories because I already got enough bad memories. Can I get some good memories? Because it's a lot of my childhood that was good that I don't always remember.
Mm-hmm. But you have to take literally. I mean, it's so fucking cliche. I'm about to say this. Mm-hmm. The good with the bad.
I know. But I've been taking the bad for years.
Yeah. You've been taking the bad for years and I'm going to let you get back. But yes.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been taking the bad and suppressing it.
Mm-hmm.
But, and as you are learning in this Saturn return.
Yeah.
That like you cannot stuff down. It's nothing. Like you're clogged.
Yeah.
Which you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to get to this good stuff. It's like us. Like we want to get to the money and the drinks and the all the stuff. Mm-hmm. But it's like, ma'am, you don't think you deserve it. So we got to work through that right. first. So that when you get it this time, you don't lose it all again and end up back in the situation you're in.
Mm-hmm.
So you want the good memories, but you in a lot of ways couldn't receive the good memories and the good times. So now you get another chance
mm-hmm.
to process this grief so that you can be like, oh, that was good, you know? Yeah. And some stuff comes up I found in the day-to-day with Drew.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things I pull from is what Daddy did for us
mm-hmm.
when he was present and mm-hmm. there. Maybe even when he wasn't. But like he played a lot. He told a lot of stories.
Yeah.
He sang and danced a lot. He was always outside with us.
Mm-hmm.
Like he taught us how to swim. He was in every picture with us.
Yeah.
So like I literally am tapping into all that good stuff
mm-hmm.
as I parent Drew. And so some things come out as
I go through life.
Yes.
Which is like always the thing. Like even when it comes to healing, you think you healed until you get put in a situation. It's like, all right, let's see how you do, ma'am.
We all gotta get tested. I mean at school, pop quiz.
Yeah.
So you want me to know.
Just keep being who you are. This is what I wrote. Continue seeing yourself as a prize, seeing value in yourself, seeing that you're worth more, seeing that you are more than what you think. Fuck what everyone else thinks and focus on what you think and feel. Continue being you, showing up how you show up now. Continue healing.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, what I need little Bree to know.
Uh-uh.
This is what I need little Bree to know. Little Bree.
Mm-hmm. You're going to make me cry.
I mean, that's the point. Okay,
I don't like it, but go ahead. Let's get this over with. Ew. Okay, Drew.
Little Bree.
Uh-huh.
What I want from you is your sistership.
Mm-hmm.
I never got to tell you. I tried to as little Ren, but we didn't trust each other for all the reasons.
Yeah.
So I'm telling you now as adult Ren, passing a message from little Ren, that I want to be in community and relationship with you. I think that you are beautiful.
Thank you.
I think you have the perfect shape. Like, girl. Like, you just, you thank look you. Like an hourglass.
Is that hourglass shape?
It is real, y'all, and Bree is wearing it, okay?
Since 13.
Yeah. I want and need for you to, as scared as I am,
mm-hmm.
and as sad as it makes me to think about the ways you have to process the grief I also gave you, I want you to know that I want you to process that.
Mm-hmm.
I know that in like little ways, we look for permission in a lot of ways. And I know that as kids, we were glued to each other's hips.
Yeah.
And you were glued to mine because I was the oldest by 10 months. And I know what I was doing. But you follow me anyway. And so
you was surviving. I was like, I'm just going to follow Randy.
Because
Randy's surviving. So she know what the hell to do.
I do not. I also had memories plucked from me.
Mm-hmm.
But as you heal, you know, they come back. Because your body's like, okay, you can handle this now.
Mm-hmm.
But I want you to know that it is safe for you to grieve and process. And that it is safe for you to realize or to remember things. And I want and need you to know that little Ren and a big Ren, adult Ren, mm-hmm. will sit with you and be with you. If whatever comes up or whatever you have to process makes you feel like you can't be around, I'm never, ever, 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 ever going to leave you again. And I need and want you to know that I do not care. I am never going to abandon you again. And I am so sorry that I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. And instead of just, I don't even know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But you are safe with me now. And I love you and I'm excited for you and I'm proud of you. And I just need and want your sistership and for us to continue working through all our stuff. We know how to, we know when each other line. Like, okay, so line. What's wrong with
right.
you? But let's skip the part where you say nothing, I'm fine. And like, let's get to the part where it's like, because we do over it. Like we've had a decades of doing this. So yeah. I will never leave you again and I'll never abandon you again. And so I need and want you to do whatever the fuck you want to do. And you have my unconditional love and support.
Thank you. And I'm getting so emotional because a lot of my life I felt alone. I felt alone. And I felt me against the world.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that came from our childhood because
it's fucking crazy.
I couldn't show up as myself a lot of times.
Yeah.
There were times where you introduced me as the devil's child,
mm-hmm.
or the devil's son. Like I didn't, or it'd be like, oh, Brianna's always mad. So if you see her me mugging, and it's like, that's not true.
That's not who you are. Yeah.
If I'm me mugging, I'm thinking, my brain is going,
mm-hmm.
I'm lost in thought. Like, so for a long time, I felt alone. And I felt like I didn't have anybody. And it took me a long time to like believe that you and Mikey loved me,
mm-hmm.
and cared about me. Like I felt alone. I felt like nobody understood me. Nobody got me. So for you to say that, it makes me feel better because it's like, oh, okay, it's different now. Like,
oh, yeah.
It's just a different feeling. And I'm tired of fighting. I'm tired of like fighting anybody, everything. Like my goal in life is peace.
Mm-hmm.
I just want peace.
Mm-hmm.
But with that comes sometimes being a villain.
And you got to fight for your peace.
Yeah.
That's what I realized.
Yeah.
And so, oh, I might have to fight.
Right. And so, but it's a different kind of fight,
mm-hmm.
because I'm fighting for myself and by listening to myself.
It's love.
Right. And then I have people around me who are holding me accountable with fighting for myself,
mm-hmm.
who are showing up for me. And these are things that I never had, mm-hmm. growing up. And if I did have it, I didn't know what it looked like.
Yeah.
Because I was getting everything else put in front of me.
And that seems more familiar.
It does. Oh. Like I'm used to people being against me. I'm used mm-hmm. to being the bad guy. I'm used to being the one that's always angry because that's the picture that was painted.
Mm-hmm.
That's who I am.
Yeah.
So to hear you say that really does mean a lot more than you think. A lot more than you think. And it's helping me love myself more. And also accept people who love me for who I truly am.
Yeah.
And see me for who I truly am. So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
And I want you to know.
Don't have time for you. We must be moving on.
No. I want you to know that I am sorry for how I showed up for you as little Bri. I'm sorry that I put a lot of the answers or the weight on your back because you were the oldest. And I'm sorry that you took a lot of the abuse. You took a lot of it. And that you, like you say all the time, you were the scapegoat. And I'm sorry. And honestly, Kiana and I should have said, fuck this boat. Fuck this money, because I didn't want it in the first place.
I know, I told y'all. I said, please don't take that money.
I didn't want it, but like, when you're in a space of what the hell am I supposed
scarcity,
to do? Like, yeah. I got two cats. Where the fuck are me and these two cats going to go?
Uh-huh.
Like, that has been that's been the theme for this whole fucking year.
Yeah.
It's me and my two cats. Yeah. Where are we going to go?
Cupcake and Sid.
My babies, I miss them so much. But like, it should not have been, oh, well, we're going to, you know, sit this one out, let y'all figure it out. But that's how we were raised. That's yeah. how it was. Like, if it's between this person, you mind your business.
And that's what I actually told the last story. I'm going to let you finish, but you mm-hmm. just made me think of that was model for us. The time I took up for you, I know you probably don't, I don't think you said you remember.
I don't.
In the CVS parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And she slapped me because I was acting grown, even though I was just trying to explain what you were trying to explain.
Yeah.
And I just remember looking at you and you being shocked as fuck. And I was like, nobody's gonna come help me, but like, why would you?
Right.
You was already getting cussed out.
Right.
She, it's already made her stance very clear, and it was just me. Mm-hmm. So go ahead. Yeah.
But you are also, you're safe to process all the things I've done to you. And you're safe to process all the ways I've made you feel. And again, I'm sorry, because that's not what you deserve. And I'm pretty sure I played a very huge role in your mental health as well. And a lot of things that you have to unlearn. And that shit's a lot. And so, like, I'm sorry. I am.
Thank you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I'm glad that we're in this space now. I'm glad that we're better, because now I got my droopies.
Of
to
course.
Love upon, and my Gruta group, and you and Mikey, and like,
we know, are the original trio.
Yeah, we are the three musketeers. Mm-hmm. Me, you, and Mikey. Mm-hmm. And so I'm glad that we have that relationship, because as you can tell, or like as you were going through it, a lot of our relationships have been falling off.
Yeah.
Because we're learning how to set boundaries now, or like speak up for ourselves, or advocate for ourselves, or like, you know,
mm-hmm.
be like, I ain't dealing with this shit right now.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go over here. But I'm glad that we're not doing that with each other. And
yeah.
Y'all are stuck with me. I'm just ready for you to get rich so you can hire me. And y'all can build me a compound under your house and I can live there. I don't know. Josh ain't gonna like that.
He's not gonna, right.
Josh want his dome.
He want his own land.
He's in a dome house phase now.
Oh my God. It's grandpa's.
Fucking ridiculous. Trying to keep up with this man. Like, I thought I was all over the place. This man.
Girl,
love him dearly. But
oh, Josh, you heard that? Okay,
he ain't gonna say it back.
Okay. Oh no. Oh,
guess who calling?
He gonna have to wait.
Yeah, he gonna wait. That's him calling now.
Thank you, Bree.
Thank you.
All right, so last questions. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
On tough days, how do you take care of yourself?
I spoiled the shit out myself.
You what?
I spoil
oh, okay.
the shit out myself.
Mm.
When I got money, now that I'm working.
You got money. She got money.
Mm-hmm. I go out to eat.
Mm-hmm.
I take myself to go get something to eat, get something to drink. Right now, lemon drops have been like my favorite thing ever.
They're good.
Delicious.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just find ways to feed into myself. So mm-hmm. like, whether that's taking a nap, whether that's smoking a blunt,
mm-hmm.
like, having yeah. a drink,
yeah.
watching a movie. I'll have like a movie day. But yeah, I'll find some good movies and sit there and watch TV all day. I'll call somebody if I need to talk or need a laugh. And so, or I come home. I'll come visit y'all.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but you're really good about taking care of yourself and spoiling yourself, because you'd be giving me ideas. Like, you'd be like, why don't you just do something you want to do?
Yeah, I'm like, very big on that.
I'm like, oh, it is that simple.
Yeah.
You be making things that be seeming real big to me very practical, and I appreciate it. And I'm gonna read a book. I'm gonna watch TV. Yeah, I have to remind myself. I have to act like I'm somebody else sometimes to remind myself to do it for me.
Yeah.
But you know, that's because of things.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Thank you, Bree. All right. Final question. You ready?
Yes.
What does being a sister mean to you? And not just to me, but just mm-hmm. a sister. What does being a sister mean to you?
I guess like just showing up, like being there. Mm-hmm. Like, I have been there for a lot of your major events in life.
Yep.
Hell, I've been there for even the small shit.
Mm-hmm.
So like just being there, creating a safe space, and I put loyalty on my notes, but like loyalty being like, what we did growing up, take up for each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a lot of people you're mad at with right now.
That I'm also mad. We all mad with.
Yeah.
I'm mad.
Yeah. Like, there's a few people you're mad with right now because of what they did to me
mm-hmm.
or said to me.
Yep.
And it's just like, I'm the same way too. Like, but also respecting each other.
Mm-hmm.
Holding each other accountable. We're very good at like saying the thing that needs to be said, even though we don't want to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
So like doing that, and just like creating memories and like having a family, like just being like, I'm ready for you to be an auntie.
I cannot.
I'm so ready. I'm ready for them to call you Danny, Auntie Danny.
To look just like me.
TT Danny. So yeah, like just like what we do now, like how we move now, like who we are now. Like we both have done the work to create a safe space for each other.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Bree. I really appreciate you coming on for this interview. You're a natural. I can't wait to hear this back and like editing and for you to hear how it sounds.
Just take out like that one of me choking. Like, oh, I was alone. Like, take that
I'm
part.
I'm gonna see how it sounds. But yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Finally, I'll leave you with this. This is a Hope and Opino prayer. I came across it in like a lot of the books I've been reading about like healing and even money mindset and even YouTube videos and things. And so I have been saying this to myself and I want to give it out to the world and also say it to my sister and have my sister say it back. But it is a prayer that is traditional Hawaiian practice of reconciliation and forgiveness. And it translates into English as correction with synonyms to manage or supervise. And apparently lots of these, like a lot, this practice is practiced and performed around lots of islands, including, like I said, Hawaii, Samoa, Tahiti, and New Zealand. And basically you just recognize each other and you repeat it a few times. So we'll do it 3 times. I'm going to say it. You're going to say, you just repeat after me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
I love you.
I love you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
I love you.
I love you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
I love you.
I love you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We did it, motherfuckers.
Let me call to action. If you enjoyed this episode, please let us know. And if you like hearing from my sister, if you have anything you want to say to her, if you want to just give feedback, y'all know, please email us at blackmailmirror@gmail.com. Reach out to us on social media. I'll get to that. We always look forward to your feedback. The Black Millennial Marriage Podcast is hosted and co-produced by Mikey and Randy Chapman. This episode of the Black Millennial Marriage Podcast was edited by me, Randy Chapman, at Wordy Productions. We are now and still available on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and all your favorite streaming services. Rate us and review us 5 stars. We love hearing from y'all. If you hate us, just email us, okay? Don't be a hater. Okay. To hang out with us and support our work as independent creators, join us on Patreon at patreon.com/blackmillennialmarriage. There you'll get access to our Discord channel, unedited, edited, and ad-free episodes, Zoom meetings with us, and more. And also, Patreon will get this unedited version, so they'll get all the things without the edits and things. And remember, y'all, you can join us for free now for 7 days to try us out. Be sure to check out our website. Y'all, it's coming. www.blackmillennialmarriage.com. We also have a newsletter. Get on it. I'll link it in the show notes. Follow me on social media. I am Randy Is Rich on Instagram. Randy Productions on Instagram if you're interested in my professional work. And of course, Black Millennial Marriage on IG. Bree, do you want people to follow you?
Sure. I'm not on as much. I haven't been.
But she about to be out here.
I am. I have my personal blog.
Yes, tell us things. Tell
I
us.
Have my personal Instagram, which is Bree the Gemini _is healing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have my blog Instagram, which is hopefully going to be coming back up fairly soon. And that is, this is so sad.
Is it not healing with Bree?
It's healing_with_Bree. And okay. The only reason I had to do that was because somebody else has the
healing
name.
Bree. Yeah, there are a lot of Brees that are going through healing.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a big, it means like there's so many things, okay?
Yeah, full circle.
So yeah, thank y'all again for listening, y'all. Be blessed. Don't settle. Fight clean. Peace.
That was good. Yay. About time.